Visitors at Rudai Reservoir this summer will find new gates at the boat ramp as officials are restricting access so they can more effectively screen for invasive species of mussels. Keeping these creatures out of the reservoir is top priority.
How was it?
It's a windy afternoon in late May, the first big boating weekend of the summer. Mark Fuller stands by the gates at the Rudai Reservoir boat ramp. All vessels in and out of the water are closely inspected.
What we're looking for are boats that have been cleaned, that have been drained of water, and that are dry.
Fuller is the director of the Rudai Water and Power Authority, tasked with keeping two invasive species of mussels out of the reservoir. Zebra and quagga mussels have infested waters in nearly all of Colorado's neighboring states, and officials are concerned about people from affected areas bringing the creatures in on wet boats.
The larval form of these animals can live in any wet surface for an extremely long time, even a wet towel or a wet sponge.
For the first time, no boat is allowed on the water unless it's been inspected. Fuller has worked with seven local governments, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Ute Water Conservancy to secure triple the amount of funding of years past. This year, screenings are 7 days a week instead of five, and the lake is only open to boats when inspections are happening, from dawn till dusk. So why the concern? Well, the mussels are filter feeders, so they eat the smallest plankton, the base of the aquatic food chain. Elizabeth Brown, an expert on invasive species with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, explains.
They can filter that water and take that base of the food web out at an alarming rate, which then there's no food for the small fishies, and then there's no food for the big fishies. So it basically can impact that food web from the bottom up.
Plus, mussels use a strong, silky fiber called abyssal thread to attach themselves to pretty much any hard surface, rocks, dams, boats, flip-flops. Fuller says officials from CPW brought in a sandal that had been dropped in an infested lake.
It was just like this shoe-shaped mass of shell of these creatures who had not only glommed onto the flip-flop, but then had glommed onto each other. It's really scary.
When the mussels attach to other hard surfaces, like the inner workings of a dam, it can be even more frightening. Fuller says an infestation at Rudai could mean constant maintenance to keep vital parts of the dam working and the right amount of water flowing out of the reservoir. Once these mussels get into a body of water, there's no getting them out. So far, Colorado's inspection system has been successful in preventing the spread of these mussels, but other popular spots have not been so lucky. Mark Anderson is an aquatic ecologist for the National Park Service.
We watched over from 2013 up to 2016 as their population expanded and moved across Lake Powell.
That's over 200 miles in 3 years. In trying to prevent Lake Powell from being infested, the Park Service spent over $1 million annually. But staff still couldn't keep up with the 400,000 boat launches on the lake every year.
Yeah, the whole way through our prevention program, we always felt like we were just probably just barely a step ahead of it. And I think we just weren't able to move quite fast enough, ultimately.
As officials at Lake Powell keep an extra eye on infrastructure there, they're also working to contain the mussels and help prevent infestations elsewhere. From Lake Powell to Rudai and at reservoirs across the West, the mantra is clean, drain, and dry. It's a way of educating boaters about their role in stopping the spread of invasive species, even as state funding for inspections dries up. Colorado Parks and Wildlife lost about $4 million in funding in 2016, and boaters might feel the consequences. Harvey Gap Reservoir near Rifle is no longer allowing motorized boats. NCPW programs that monitor other aquatic species have been cut to direct more attention to this most pressing concern. Brown says these mussels are the most environmentally devastating and economically challenging species in the country. It's going to take creative partnerships to keep the inspections going.
You know, if we can all just keep working together, boaters and industry and governments together, we can stay ahead of this issue and protect fishing and boating and infrastructure for water in Colorado.
And that's what's happening at Rudai, where nine different entities are keeping the mussels at bay. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.